Okay, now a story that maybe sounds like a joke, but it is real, and it's an opportunity for you. On eBay, there's an entire roadside Elvis museum for sale. It's Bill Beeney's Elvis is Alive Museum in Wright City, Missouri. Bill is 81. He wants to quit, so tomorrow, a lucky bidder could walk away with all of his Elvis memorabilia, including evidence that the king is still alive. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Bill Beeney is a Baptist minister and evangelist who dresses like an aging rock star. Standing outside his museum on the main highway between St. Louis and Kansas City, he's wearing a black satin jacket with raised red lettering that says Elvis. His thinning hair is dyed jet black and slicked back.
We, as you can see, are right on alongside Highway 70. They can look over and see the big Elvis.
The big Elvis is a two-story plywood cutout of Presley. The paint is faded, but even in silhouette, it's recognizable as the king. Beeney is leaning against a long white Cadillac that's parked in front of the museum.
This is a replica of a car that Elvis rode in a lot. He would ride in the back on the right-hand side, and we used it as an attention getter so people would see it and identify it with the Elvis is Alive Museum.
The car hasn't started in years, but it's up for sale along with the rest of the museum.
Come back and baby, I wanna play house with you.
Inside the one-room museum, there are photos of Elvis from his various phases. There's Elvis, the airbrushed movie star, Elvis, the rhinestone-studded king, and then there's the loose-hipped rocking rebel.
Come back, baby. I wanna play house with you.
In the back of the museum, a mannequin that even Beeney concedes doesn't really look much like Elvis is laid out in a casket. Beeney's had a colorful and at times controversial life. In the 1960s, he was involved in anti-communist campaigns and had several unsuccessful bids for public office. And recently, he spent more than a decade and a half arguing that Elvis isn't really dead.
And we have here 3,500 pages of FBI files. And these chronicled the activities of Elvis.
And they prove, Beeney says, that Elvis was an undercover FBI agent. His theory of Elvis's disappearance goes like this. Elvis helped the FBI with a mob sting. The mafia got angry and tried to kill him, so Elvis staged his own funeral and went into the witness protection program. To support this theory, Beeney has two human tissue samples. One, Beeney insists, is from Elvis, and the other is from the corpse in Elvis's grave. He's had the DNA tested, and you guessed it, they don't match. In addition, the high bidder will also get this scratchy recording, allegedly of Elvis, 4 years after his funeral, talking about his new secretive life.
I started traveling all over the world.
Beeney's collection also includes stacks of National Enquirers and other tabloids, a grainy photo of Elvis with Muhammad Ali 4 years after his supposed death. Beeney says he'd like to keep the museum running, but he's getting too old for it.
Yeah, a little bit of my heart will probably tear out and go with it when it's loaded up.
But Bill Beeney hopes the winning bidder will carry on the legacy of this most unusual museum and keep spreading the word that Elvis is alive. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
Well, I bend to heaven, but I'm told the streets of pearl, you know the mighty, mighty.